the last Saturday in March, and time again for you to hear
15 Diabetic Friendly Minutes on VOB from the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
So today, before March marches on, you will hear:
it is known that hypertension is actually quite common in our population.
Dr. Diane Braffitt on the connection between diabetes and high blood pressure.
That's a great question, Alfonso.
Hear what that great question is that Alfonso asked Marcia, and how it impacts on your diabetic health. All this and more happening now, being sponsored by the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that's the one for you that can take all your financial dreams and make them come true. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
Dale Alfonso here, and a good March Saturday to everybody listening to VOB this morning. I hope you done drink your tea already. March might be done, eh?
The year flying real fast for true.
But if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you listening to your radio this morning, it's not too late for you to march up to Warren St. Michael, march past Eunice Gibson Polyclinic, and march right into the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. March up to the receptionist and say,
I kind of get my ice cream for diabetic retinopathy. I hear what the doctor say up on the Saturday show. But oh, if you're diabetic, you're supposed to do that every year. I ain't taking the chances, cause I don't wanna go blind.
You could also march and make an appointment with nutritionist Victoria Cox to help you to eat properly. Cause you know you can't be a diabetic and eating the same as everybody else. Next thing you know, you fall down in bad fields. See registered dietitian Victoria Cox. And also, if you're gonna be marching up and down the place sore, you need to look after your foot, sis. Podiatrist Louise Robinson is there to take care of your feet as good as a saint.
And speaking of a saint, do they accept Bart there?
Is you deaf? Did you not hear the woman say in the commercial?
But members get 10% off.
All right, Alfonso. No need to get on so hard, stylish. What's that telephone number to make an appointment at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center again?
243-3937.
I now have the pleasure this morning of speaking to Miss Marcia White, General Manager of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Miss White, this is my question for you. I hear the doctors talk about how one of the symptoms of early diabetes is that all of a sudden you be thirsty and you start drinking a lot of water. Exactly why does that happen?
That's a great question, Alfonso. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that your blood has a limited storage capacity for glucose or sugar at any one time. It's something close to about a teaspoon of sugar. And so when you flood your body with a ton of sugar from a soft drink, which is about 18 teaspoons of sugar, Mabi, sweetened tea, even juice, which is also very high in sugar, even though people say it's natural sugar, it's still breaks down to glucose. When that is in your blood, your body has to try to get rid of that blood sugar as fast as possible, because otherwise it puts the blood vessels in danger, at risk of being damaged, and also all of the organs that your blood vessel feeds. So one of the mechanisms that it uses is to try to flush that blood sugar out of the body as fast as possible. And that's why people who have high blood sugar feel that thirst urge. They want to drink more water, more fluids. And it's really important that it's pure water, because you don't want to put any more sugar in your blood at this point. You want to use that water, or let your body use that water, to flush that excess blood glucose out. So it's not a perfect system. It does not get rid of all of the blood glucose. Your body also stores excess blood glucose in the form of energy, glycogen, stored energy in your muscles. And when there's no more space in your muscles, it gets stored as fat, which is why people also gain weight over time if they're constantly taking in too much sugar. But you've got to listen to your body. If you're feeling like you are thirsty all of the time and you're drinking, you're feeling like you need to drink a lot of water and you're passing a lot of water, you're urinating a lot of water, that is one of the early symptoms of diabetes. And it's really important that you go and you get checked by your doctor, okay? So that is one of the reasons why one of the early symptoms of diabetes is always, you always hear that you have excess thirst and excess urination. It's your body's way of getting rid of that excess blood glucose.
A brand new service which we can be proud of is now available at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Vascular or ABI screening. Who should get a vascular screening? Persons living with diabetes or persons who experience pain or burning sensation in their legs or toes, especially while they are resting. This is normally referred to as bad circulation. Book your vascular or ABI screening test today by calling the Maria Holder Diabetes Center 243-3937 to get more information and make an appointment. Board members get 10% off.
VOB people, listen to this. You hear that? You can't hear nothing? You know what it sounds like, that? High blood pressure. Cause when that coming, you just can't hear it neither. That's why you just call it the silent killer. But I ain't a doctor. You know who know more about high blood pressure and its connection to diabetes? Dr. Diane Braffitt.
This is Dr. Diane Braffitt from the Maria Holder Diabetes Center for the Caribbean.
Hi, Dr. D.
First of all, I wanted to talk a little bit just about high blood pressure. It is known that hypertension is actually quite common in our population. We say that about 40% of our adult population actually lives with high blood pressure or hypertension. And that represents what we call the pressure of the blood in the arteries. Now, arteries take blood all around our body, pass blood through all of our organs. They go into smaller vessels called arterioles and capillaries and take blood to even finer parts of the body like the skin and other parts further away. So this means that hypertension, if not controlled, like diabetes, can actually affect multiple organs in the body because it's experienced by multiple parts of the body. Now, data actually suggests that high blood pressure is much more common in persons living with diabetes, as is high cholesterol. This is actually not surprising because we do know that insulin resistance contributes to all three conditions, diabetes, hypertension, and cholesterol issues. Some research shows that hypertension might be as much as twice as common in persons living with diabetes. When we have done audits in the past in our clients who are referred from the polyclinics, we have found that the rates of hypertension are about 65 to about 70% of the adult population that we see among those referred to us. So this is nearly in keeping with what some of the literature is saying, however you want to look at it. They're pretty high rates. We do know that high blood pressure, uncontrolled, is a major cause of cardiovascular disease. Things like heart attacks, heart failure, conditions that affect the brain, such as strokes, whether it be what we call an ischemic stroke or a hemorrhagic stroke, it can contribute to that if not controlled. It can also impact on the eyes, and it can also impact on the kidneys as well. And high blood pressure, along with diabetes, are our major causes of kidney injury and also kidney failure and end-stage kidney disease in Barbados. We do also know that if you have diabetes and your blood pressure is not controlled, you are actually more likely to have kidney injury. And if you do get kidney injury because of the diabetes, poorly controlled blood pressure will actually accelerate the rate at which your kidney function declines. So what numbers should we be looking at basically for control? Like diabetes, the blood pressure numbers are to some extent individualized. However, we generally want the top number to be less than 130 millimeters of mercury, and the bottom number that represents what we call the diastolic blood pressure, or the pressure when the heart is not squeezing blood around, less than 80 millimeters of mercury. However, I would strongly advise you to discuss with your healthcare provider what your blood pressure should be. There are only certain cases in which we recommend that the blood pressure maybe be kept a little bit higher than this. For example, if you have drops in your blood pressure which are significant when you're standing, that is called postural hypertension. They call it posture because the change in the posture causes the drop. In the healthy adult, drops in the blood pressure on standing are not common. So therefore, if there's an issue with the blood pressure falling when standing, or you're getting dizzy when you stand and you find the blood pressure is dropping, you definitely need to talk to somebody about it, especially if you have diabetes and you know this is happening. I'm sharing this case because I had a client that I saw this week, and he was only in his 30s, stopped taking all of his medication for a couple of months, and the blood pressures were so high, they were 230 over 150 or so. And I think it's very important that I want people in Barbados to remember, do not just stop blood pressure medication. Some people think, well, I can take, you know, a herbal tablet and stop the blood pressure medication. But the reality is, for that many people, a tablet outside of traditional medical therapy may not control that blood pressure properly. And if you're not checking, you don't know. Hypertension is another one of those what we call silent killers, because it really doesn't cause any symptoms until it really causes you a massive problem. So don't go there. Please get advice if you're having a problem with the blood pressure medication. Please make sure that your blood pressures are controlled. If you're able to get a blood pressure machine, please purchase one. There are some what we call validated brands in Barbados, and the Omron is quite widely used. We prefer for people to use an arm cuff, and ask your doctor or a nurse or other healthcare provider as to how to take the blood pressure properly and safely.
Thank you, Dr. Bradford, for that segment on pressure. As we move into our Saturday song of the day, a song that will not make your pressure go up, even though it will pressure. This is Calypsonian Shatter with Pressure. Compliments to Maria Holder, Diabetes Center, and Republic Bank. Try and get your pressure checked.
Latest cry is really high. Sorry, you give them all your money, and when you end up grunting, you could join the balling. The word is pressure, pressure. The dying tongue is pressure.
It is known that hypertension is actually quite common in our population.
Some dying, some people really suffering, some don't want to help, so they balling. Pressure, pressure.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Just about a couple months ago, Diabetes Foundation, they had called me, Dr. Bradford, sent the message that they were doing the eye screening program, and I went and I had my eyes done, both me and my fiance. And I can say that I was well satisfied with what they did with the result. I would say, yes, that is very good. It's very good for diabetics.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are a diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become.